On the show today, we have NCUA's Bill Myers talking about the status of small credit unions and where they're headed in 2016. We are talking, like I said at the top of the show, we're talking small credit union news today, and we've been hearing a lot of talk about how credit unions are growing, and we have this huge membership explosion, and lending's going off the charts and stuff, but word has it that it's the larger ones that are experiencing this growth, but not the smaller ones. The smaller ones are still kind of in a challenging situation, and I mean, it's still kind of tough going for those guys. And if this is true, what's going on here? How can we help out?
So, Mike, let's go over the numbers a little bit.
All right.
At 100 million, 75% of credit unions are defined as small at 100 million, but yep. Many people think of small as more like 10 million, which is still 30% of credit unions, or about 1,700 credit unions.
Yeah.
Now, the neat thing about those very small credit unions is that their average net worth is 15%. They're solid credit unions, and recently the return on assets is positive, not great, a 13 basis points. But as you point out, trouble does show up in their growth. Shares down 9%, loans down 7%, and for me, most importantly, members down 11%.
Mm-hmm.
So there's indications of trouble. Now, what does that trouble cause? We are seeing over a long period of time about 3.5% loss in small credit unions a year. Now, breaking that down, we see about 100 mergers a year and about 10 or 11 liquidations.
Mm-hmm.
Or purchase an assumption. So not that many. And in fact, the problem with small credit unions is not a safety and soundness problem. NCUA's recent changes in the small credit and exam program, in fact, moved examiner staff away from the small credit unions, although they did add an internal control element because that's one of the cases of losses.
Mm-hmm.
But in fact, the problem of small credit unions is not about failure. It's about success, which isn't the opposite.
Okay.
They are showing a lack of relevance to the changing marketplace. So that's where our office steps in, the Office of Small Credit Union Initiatives. We serve small, low-income, minority, and new credit unions. And our job, as we define it, is to help them survive and thrive.
Exactly. And these are, I mean, the smaller credit unions are so vital to our industry. I mean, they make up a large percentage of it. And I mean, are there other issues that are affecting them? I mean, obviously it's a grow. I mean, and not all of them are out there to grow. All of them, you know, they're there to serve their communities, their memberships. And but sometimes, I mean, you mentioned the mergers that are just going crazy right now, and it's going to continue to do so in 2016. Not all of them want to go that route. A lot of them want to stay as they are. A lot of them still want to grow, I would assume. But I mean, are there any other challenges that are affecting them? Or,
well, when you define it as a challenge, in fact, growth is a problem. We see the challenge in the lack of relevance. So it might be a decline of their market segment, their field of membership.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe their market is aging.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're facing more competition in pieces of their core market. Maybe they're seeing staff and board turnover, or if not turnover, the same, but aging, obviously.
Right.
They have less sponsor support, and their products may themselves be aging and become less relevant.
Right.
So the growth is really one of the solutions for small credit unions.
Okay.
And if you think about a whole life cycle, maintaining your infant size your whole life is not a viable solution.
Okay.
But at 15% capital, declining membership, they aren't causing trouble for the NCUA. They're just slowly, very slowly going out of existence. But let's talk the happier side of it a little bit for a minute. Part of the neat thing about small credit unions is it doesn't take a huge market to sustain them. And so there are lots of opportunities. Now, a lot of small credit unions think about that as field of membership.
Mm-hmm.
They look at certain market segments like millennials. They look at product changes like moving into digital products where you're not required to have brick and mortar to develop those products.
Exactly.
Many of them look in our office serves low-income credit unions for picking out niche markets that are developing markets that aren't huge yet, that don't have the attention of the others, or simply markets that are small enough that it's not useful for the large national banks to take an interest in.
Exactly.
So there are lots of opportunities for small credit unions, but one of those opportunities is not staying where you are and not doing anything. Again, it doesn't produce a threat to the agency, but over a period of time, those credit unions disappear.
Yeah, it behooves them to grow. So,
yeah. And again, when you think about efficiencies of scale, when you think about the ability to adopt new product technologies, mm-hmm. or even, and this does concern us, the ability to maintain compliance as those rules.
Yeah.
You do need a certain heft to respond to those changes in the marketplace.
Yeah, that was one of the things that I was thinking about, because my next question is like, what are some of the threats? And you two smaller credit unions, and that, and you rattled off a whole bunch of them. And one of the other ones for me was like the regulation burden on them right now, because a lot of them don't have the resources that larger credit unions do to kind of handle that load, and so they're wearing lots and lots of hats do that.
And to the extent possible, NCUA generates its regulations to take that into account. Now, with some of the federal regulations, it's not possible to mend them for small credit unions. But we also have, as I said, in the small credit and exam program, put exam attention into assisting small credit unions. And of course, our office, compliance is one of the areas that we assist with, both in our webinars and videos training and in our on-site work, mm-hmm. helping small credit unions develop procedures and policies mm-hmm. that are compliance.
Now, I've heard of larger credit unions actually lending a hand to the smaller credit unions and giving and providing them with their resources to help out in this area and other areas as well. Have you seen that as well?
Well, I have. And I think in some areas it's very valuable. In other areas, for instance, if a small credit union was assisted by a large credit union in developing a purchasing policy, or I've seen employment policies, and they end up with a 200-page policy that requires four staff to implement, it's not appropriate for that small credit union.
Right.
It's not a problem that occurs often enough that they need to develop that level. So there's sometimes a mismatch between what small credit unions can need and what large credit unions can offer.
Mm-hmm.
But I think one of the areas we've seen assistance is that we talked a little bit about the 100 mergers a year. One of the areas we've seen assistance is large credit unions holding off on mergers and letting small credit unions merge between themselves.
Oh.
Been a productive way to grow. And an important benefit for small credit unions is being able to pick up other small credit unions and join their efforts together. A lot of it, the mergers come out as under the new credit union name, but a branch of. So they get to retain their name and their staff. It's a way to look forward and to serve their members that way. So that's an interesting new piece of assistance that large credit unions help small credit unions merge together.
Yeah. And then there's a lot of continuity there as well, familiarity for the members too. So it's not a foreign thing coming in and like, who are you? who is this new institution coming in and taking over?
And really not providing the same level of personal service that they were connecting with small credit. And again, we're looking at growth strategies for small credit unions. One of the interesting facts about small credit unions that we discovered a couple years ago, we did an impact study, which essentially looked at every single point of touch that our office had with credit unions and then tried to determine what the impact of that point of touch
mm-hmm.
was.
Mm-hmm.
How well did our consulting work? What about our training? What about the guides we publish? What about the grants and loans we give out? And looked at each one of those and saw an odd result of that. Now we found out where we had impact, and we've increased that impact and tried to be more efficient there. But one of the odd features we saw is something we call leapers, which is, remember I said about 100 credit unions a year merge.
Yeah.
But we also found that something like half that amount of small credit unions a year, maybe 50, leap. They become big credit unions.
Yeah.
So it's a fairly substantial phenomena, and it took place over, we looked at 13 years, and we saw it happening every year,
mm-hmm.
approximately, and it varied from year to year, 50 small credit unions got big. And we defined that as less than 5 million to greater than 10 million.
Okay.
So at a minimum, doubling, but definitely growing. So we're doing another piece of quantitative study to look at those leapers and see what are the best practices for small credit unions to allow them to leap. How did they design that? What assistance could we give other credit unions mm-hmm. to allow them to leap? So we're interested in that cohort and interested in seeing how we can make that cohort bigger.
Now that's a story that we should do next year. I'd love to dig deeper into that. That would be really cool to see.
Yeah, it is interesting. And one of the strategies that we've seen right away is that some of those small credit unions grow by merging. And it bears looking to.
Definitely. Very cool. I mean, with the popularity of credit unions, I mean, from just kind of the general perspective, it seems like the smaller credit unions there is definitely opportunity and potential for growth because of the recent growth in the other sectors of the industry. So it sounds like there are definitely opportunities out there.
Well, if you think of it as underserved markets and where their markets aren't being adequately served, whether or not they be rural markets, whether they be minority markets where credit unions serve very well, whether there be low-income markets, or another one that I think is interesting is a new product design, something like the payday alternative loans, which really started in small credit unions and became a nice phenomena and a nice response to predatory payday lending. And eventually the agency built a regulation around it, and it's a popular theme in many credit unions. But I think the idea of small credit unions are a laboratory that allows new products to become developed and to try them out. And again, they don't have the overhead required in product development. And if it doesn't work, they can abandon it fairly easily without much pain there.
Exactly.
So it's an important part of the credit union movement to have these bubbling small credit unions trying new things out. Ideas that people who've been in the movement long enough and are you know, solid professionals think, I would never try that. But these guys who, frankly, don't know what they're doing quite as well and who are trying things out and have different ideas about banking and how it could affect the community, we get good ideas out of that. And the movement as a whole would lose something if those institutions weren't out there trying out these ideas that to the rest of us look, really? We're going to do that?
I mean, that to me seems like one of the advantages of being a smaller credit union. You're super nimble. You can try things out. If it doesn't work, all right, let's move on to the next thing. And very agile.
And you can see how the counter of that, if a small credit union has stopped product development, if the board has stopped moving, they've stopped adding new board members, if the staff are looking forward to retirement and not forward to the next innovation, it doesn't work very well in a small credit union because systems aren't in place to maintain themselves sustainably in that mode.
Very cool. All right, Bill, to wrap up here, how do you see smaller credit unions faring in 2016? What can we look for? Getting the crystal ball out.
Well, we've been trying to revise our consulting and training programs. We're moving for a lot of that activity offsite rather than offsite. Our videos are more, as you know from your work, videos are more popular than in-site training. Our webinars are doing very well. The consulting, we've moved to offsite consulting where we'll meet with the credit union just to get a feel for it, but then do most of the consulting offsite. So it's letting them get a feel for what it's like to work electronically, what it's like to meet with other groups digitally rather than in person. And it's, I think, an important change for them. It's an important introduction to the digital world. Now, our office is deeply committed to the outcomes in small credit unions, and we're trying to revise our office. It's our agency's commitment to small credit unions. Again, it's not just that the agency has reduced the examination time, which in many eyes is a positive factor for small credit unions, but they have maintained our time so that we have 28 staff people looking to make sure that those small credit unions not only survive, but thrive in the years.
Definitely. And I think with the advent with technology continuing to advance and become more cost effective, aka cheaper, I mean, it's easier for these smaller credit unions to adapt some of those new technologies that will keep them relevant and that will help them grow. And like you say, not only survive, but thrive. So there's another angle to it.
Well, we're looking forward to that in 2016.
Indeed. All right, Bill, great message to end on. Thank you so much for joining us today. I appreciate it. I always love talking about this subject and love to have you on more often in 2016 to see the status of the small credit union, see how they're growing.
Thanks, Mike.